Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, everybody. It's us.
Hello, hello.
Hello, it's Kim. Hopefully they don't bump this too much. It'll be fine.
You move around a little more than I do.
This should be picking us up. It says, oh, geez.
We're sitting outside on the front porch.
Yeah, we're on the front porch. We're not doing this live. You probably noticed.
Probably.
I was just tired and didn't feel like putting on a face today. You ever have that?
You didn't put your face on today?
I mean, I have a face. But it's the shitty ruddy face.
Whatever.
I got this weird thing. I thought it was a spider bite, but it's not. These are zits. Oh, there's some kind of weird breakout, almost like rash.
You have like a stress breakout.
Stress breakout. It's been a rough 8 days.
It's been a couple of crazy weeks.
I mean, I don't have to get into details here, but, you know.
Everybody knows.
A lot of people know what happened.
It's taken its toll on you. You know.
Have you noticed it?
I've noticed your stress.
What's that car doing?
Sitting there making a lot of noise.
It's fine. We're out on the porch and there's a lot of traffic sounds, turns out, which is fine. It's picking us up also.
We were going to sit on the back patio, but the dogs would drive us crazy and you'd just hear them panting.
Yeah, we didn't want to deal with it. So welcome to Skim episode 20-something. I don't know, 9 maybe, 29?
You just don't really give a shit anymore.
I care. Of course
You're
I
like,
care.
Yeah, 20-something.
We missed last week because I had all that makeup to do from the weekend we were gone.
Yeah, and it was a little nuts.
And then we were like, when are we sneaking it in? And then we never could quite figure that out. So here we are on a Monday.
Still Monday. That's your usual day.
Yeah. It's just later in the day. And Dunaway had to... Our thing I do with him normally is push to tomorrow. Same time.
Something get pushed to today when we usually record. So
yeah. So it all worked out. We're here for you.
It's summertime. Everybody just...
Also, I just felt like doing it this
way.
Chill out
and do their own thing.
Get out in the sun.
It's really nice outside.
Relax. It's a little humid.
It's 93 and partially cloudy. Oh, it's not like the weathercopter.
Jeez. You going to be back on the 9s with more? For people in other countries that aren't us, what is that in Celsius? 93 is like...
I don't know.
Here, I'll find out.
Well, it's
what
a nice day outside.
What is 90 degrees in Celsius?
You have to talk to Siri while we're on our...
32.2 degrees Celsius.
32.2 degrees Celsius.
All right.
Doesn't sound like a lot.
Kind of no.
Yeah, it works like 10.
I'd still get confused. I'm one of those people, though, that's never learned, like, a second language. And so I feel like that's, like,
you feel like metric is, like, a second language?
Kind of.
It's easy. It's all 10s. So if absolute
yeah,
zero
our 10
is
right there
freezing.
Is a 32.
Well, that's my point. Like, if it was... So here, 32 degrees is freezing.
Correct.
If you do metric, it's zero. And it's 10 degrees every 10 degrees. Like, you just... It makes sense because you start at zero and it just goes in tens, just like
that's in
distance.
30s.
Well, no, I'm not saying in comparison to. So you're part of the problem here.
I'm part of the problem. Thank you.
All right, look. The way they're...
I'm too lazy to learn
instead
it.
Instead of having two sticks to every hog's head or whatever it is we do, you'd say, oh, there's...
Whatever it is we do, I don't do that.
Well, hold on, there's 10... What is that about?
Someone has a really loud... Oh, it's a motorcycle, that's why.
It's an a-hole.
It's a bullet bike.
Anyway, 10 centimeters per meter, 10 millimeters per centimeter. See how it is? Inches are jacked.
It's true. You're right.
Meters are...
way to go.
It's how I measure everything now. So we got to just switch over.
How many things do you measure?
People hear it and they go, metric? That's weird.
How much do you have to measure?
All the time.
Oh, okay.
Like layouts and stuff? Our layouts? All the time.
Okay.
And I do it in metric.
Very cool.
Because if like these new cards I'm making, I have to be to the millimeter. With inches, you don't have that kind of granularity.
True.
You don't have the...
You don't need a 7/16 on that thing?
I mean, you can, but it's harder to be accurate. And all the printers all use metric, so I've already been...
construction and everything was in inches. And there was a lot of 7/16, 7/8, tiny, tiny, tiny things.
I know, and I feel bad for him.
You should
have been like the French and the Canadians and had a decent measuring system.
He should have been like the French.
That's a good topic or a name
for our show.
Americans get too old. And then we think, we can't learn a new thing.
Are you saying that's what my problem is?
I'm saying the nation's problem is that.
No, because I was just saying how I don't want to learn a new thing. I don't know a second language. And that makes me seem...
Why? No one knows a second language on the whole. There's not that many people.
I don't think that's true. I think in other countries in school, they learn English.
That's because they have to, or else they can't. Because English
is
so prominent in the world.
But that's so lame that we're like, oh, we're the best, so...
So what do you
want
to learn?
That's BS.
What do you want?
I don't know. I think I should learn at least Spanish.
I want to do German. So you do Spanish, I'll do German.
Okay.
Carter can do Japanese.
Japanese. She loved Japan.
Aren't you forgetting to put on something before you put on your pants? What? Japanese? That's pretty good. Japanese. Do you want to hear an email?
Tell everybody they have to learn a new language.
I have an email. You want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
This is from Brian Dowd. He wrote in and said his subject was Skim 29 Sandwich. Oh, I guess we're on 30 then. This is 30.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Happy 30th, huh?
Happy 30th. I wish I was 30. That'd be great.
I wish it was 30. No. Would it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to remember 30. That was 20 years ago for me.
I was 27 when I had Nick. So, yeah, 30 was pretty great. Little kid still. Everyone lived at home.
Nick was zero then?
Nick was three then.
Oh, three then.
When I was 30.
What's nice about Nick, forget about the metric system. If you need to know what the year is, you just say the year, and that's how old Nick is.
Yeah, that's true.
So when it's 2075, he'll be 75.
He was born in 2000. It was really nice.
2000 right. Babies don't know, realize how great they got it. That's probably good for him because he's terrible about remembering stuff like that. Gives him a nice point of reference. All right. Dear Scott and Kim, when I heard you talk about the pulled beef for sandwiches, I don't know why I emphasize that.
I don't either. Pulled beef.
Oh, you want to hear a funny joke before I finish this email?
Okay.
What do you call a deaf gynecologist?
Oh, no. I don't know.
A lip reader. Anyway, check this out.
Holy crap.
When we talked about the pulled beef sandwiches, it sounded like you were just describing an Italian beef sandwich. They're easy to make and great for a group or lots of leftovers. I usually made it with chuck rather than rump, though both will work, both the chuck or the rump.
Okay. I like this. It is like an Italian beef because it had the pepperoncinis in it. He's right.
And he says this, also instead of just pepperoncinis, I add a jar of giardia? What the hell's that? Gardenia. Gardenaria. What is that? Diarrhea.
Oh,
I can't read that.
Kind of pepper. Okay, anyway.
You're not even going to try.
I don't read that small of things.
Is it still recording?
Yeah, but it is.
I hope this is working. I'll be pissed if it doesn't. I had to scramble around for batteries. Took them from a remote.
Oh, good.
I know.
That'll be fun next time we're watching TV.
No, it's one downstairs I never use, so it's fine. But we need more batteries. We have AAAs up the butt. We have no AAs.
I never know when we're out of AAs until we're out of AAs and everyone goes, there's no one left in the box.
Get your slacker ass to Costco. Just kidding.
Wow.
I want to buy rechargeables.
Okay.
Maybe we'll do that on Amazon instead of shopping for batteries. Anyway, so whatever that is. It says it probably depends on how spicy people want it. Does he mean how spicy you want it to be or how spicy people want it? Do you know a spicy person?
I know a few spicy people. How do you think they want it? That is a spicier pepper, and that's why.
Oh. Well, I told that spicy joke about a gynecologist who's deaf.
Oh, no.
Anyway, love the show. Keep the recipes coming. Brian from Denver. It's not our Brian. Different Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian from Denver.
What do you say about that? A little bit hotter. Because there are some people, if we had it... Because, like, family reunions, that's what I was talking about making it for.
Yeah.
Larger groups of people. There aren't very many little kids at the moment. I mean, there are a few babies coming up through the ranks here. But
we just had one.
Everybody is...
Yeah. I have a new nephew just last night.
2 days ago.
They told us.
Maybe it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday.
They're in Japan, so who knows where they are. They're in the future.
Okay.
They can tell us what happens tomorrow.
Anywho.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, if you did it for large groups. But I'm saying that if you had all adults, which we're mostly adults in the family reunion of the 35 people coming, they would maybe like it a little spicier.
Okay. I'll try it. I mean, I'll eat whatever you make.
You'll try it. You'll eat it.
You'll try to make it. I'll try to eat it.
Okay.
Here's one from Colin Marsh, which is way better than Colin Marsh.
True.
Right? Nobody wants
Thanks,
a Marsh
Colin.
Than Colin. Says, music I think you'll enjoy. Here's this message. Hello, Scott. I'm listening to episode 4 of Skim, and you and Kim talked about how you like electronic music. That's correct. Right
Very
after we...
correct.
Yeah, we've always liked really good hard driving, especially 90s era yeah. electronica sort of... We're not so much into the... What was it a couple years ago? Now no one cares. I can't think of the name.
I don't know. I just call it EDM. Techno. No,
techno's fine. EDM's fine. Those words are all fine. But what was the one that was way too... What was that called?
I don't remember.
Oh, jeez.
What it was called.
My
I know
brain.
What you're talking about, though.
I hate it. I don't like that. Anyway, right after talking about finding new Christmas music, I want to suggest Cascade Christmas. So next Christmas, we'll hang on to this.
Christmas
it's on Spotify,
coming up, baby.
Apple Music. This is also not Christmas related, but my favorite electronic music artist is Bass Nectar. Bass Nectar. Let's see if we can find out who that is.
Okay.
Hold on to your butts.
I'm all in. I love to find new music.
Especially good stuff, right?
Especially good stuff.
Okay, here's Bass Nectar.
So is Colin a connoisseur of the music we like?
It sounds like it.
It sounds like
he's into it. So here's a song by him. Here, I'll skip it ahead some, because they always do this.
A little bit slower. I like it.
It's
I'm
hard
in.
To tell on here.
I'm in. I'm excited to hear the whole album.
All right, that album's called... That song's Irresistible Force. The album's called Reflective Part 4.
Cool.
By Bass Nectar.
I like the...
It's what you get out of a fish.
Do you think it's Bass Nectar?
Oh, it could be Bass Nectar.
It could be Bass Nectar since
Because he
bass
drops the bass.
It's more
yeah.
like...
Because he drops...
Likely,
yeah, he drops
say.
The bass.
Yes.
No one drops the bass. Except me when I fish.
Catch and release.
Well, how's your fishing going? You haven't fished very much lately.
I haven't in a couple of weeks.
What's up with that? Why no fishing?
I don't know.
Kim was
like
all...
I don't think there's a reason for not going fishing. I think it's just been busy.
She was all on this fishing kick, and suddenly it's all pooped out.
Whatever. I've fished more in the last month than you have in your entire lifetime.
That's not true.
I think it might
when
be.
When I was younger, I went fishing all the time.
Well,
every time I went to Lake Powell,
yes,
just three or four times a year.
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm at an age where it's hard to just walk away from everything, dinner and everything going on, to go fishing. I probably will this afternoon, just because you're pissing me off.
It really does... Sorry. It really does sound like we're on the freeway over here.
It's
I didn't realize how loud that is right there.
Road.
It's a busy road right there. All right, check this out. Skim and Smiles. Oh. How do you say that name? Lorelei? Lorelei.
Lorelei.
Like in...
Yeah.
The Chickmore Girls. What's it called?
The Chickmore Girls?
What
yes,
is that?
Gilmore.
Gilmore Girls. You know who's really good on Handmaid's Tales is
Rory.
Rory. She's amazing.
You told me that.
Oh, she's so good.
Check it out.
You should. It's Lorelei a depressing
says,
show, but I loved it. It says this. Hi there, Scott and Kim. I just wanted to say that I really enjoy the show. I'm currently deployed overseas and had downloaded as much of the show as I could before I left. While I got out here, I got enough signal to even get to episode 29. The show has been one of my main sources of morale out here, and just wanted to say thank you so much. And shout out to my husband, Kenneth, who introduced me to the Frog Pants community, Lorelei.
That's very cool.
Or is it Lorelei? Because she pronounces it here.
Oh, let me see.
It still looks like Lorelei.
It may be Lorelei.
Lorelei?
Because L-E-I? I don't know.
You know who impresses me?
Lorelai.
You know who impresses me?
I think it's Lorelai.
People who get deployed for military service impress me. Because they're way tougher than me. I'm kind of a floppy piece of garbage when it comes to that sort of thing.
I'm always impressed. Especially
yeah.
women. I don't know why. I think that's even more impressive. They just go.
Yeah, because back in the day, there were none. So they had that ceiling to break through, and they've done it, man. They've done it.
So I'm glad you're enjoying the shows. We're enjoying the shows. We're enjoying putting them out there.
Oh, and we should tell Carl Gibbons thanks for that song he made.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to put it at the end of the show
today. Oh, my goodness. It's the best thing ever.
We played it on TMS. Some of you may have heard it. But if you haven't, I'll tack it on to here. Big thanks to Carl Gibbons.
He made a song about our show.
Yeah.
And it's really great.
Here's all the lyrics.
The lyrics are perfect.
Every speedboat flying fast, towing water skis daft. When a text is too long to read, so you read it with great speed. It's a skim. It's done to the It's a Sin song. It's a sin.
Yeah, they'll hear it. Here.
Yeah, you guys will hear
it. Sing it for him.
Pet Shop Boys, right? Do I have that right?
Near, 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 near.
All right, we got maybe one more. Where's this one I did? Oh, yeah, this one I did. Okay, I think we're caught up.
Very cool.
Fun,
oh, that's so
fun
to hear from everybody.
Yeah, it is.
I'm excited for Lorelai. I'm not going to ask where she went, but that seems so cool to get to travel.
Oh, I did get one more. Jamie Brand wrote, this may be for more TMS, but we can certainly enjoy it. It says, hey, guys, he does all our mashups on TMS.
Mm-hmm.
Hit me up when you receive some goodies in the mail. Pretty stoked for you guys to dive in.
Ooh.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything yet, but I'm excited now. You know I get excited about this, because usually things come for TMS. And it's, don't touch these.
These are mine.
Try them on the show.
Right.
They can't be gone. I have to try them on the show. And so I'm excited about trying something on Skim.
Except for those ostrich sticks. I ate those before and after.
There were a lot of them.
They were so good. I don't recommend eating two in the same day. Or else you will become a fart bag.
A poop monster?
Yeah, it's bad.
That's not good. But okay. It sounds like they were good. I didn't try them.
So I was going to say to you, since we were last here, two major things have happened in our lives.
Okay.
I had a birthday.
Big 5-0.
I turned 50, which is really old.
The Utah 5-0?
Yeah, the Utah 5-0.
Like Hawaii
5-0. Oh, Hawaii 5-0. My memory's good for stuff like that. It's not good if I'm trying to remember Gilmore Girls, I guess. But anyway, that was a major thing, and I'm glad it's over. But now you got a little nose ring thing.
I did.
A nose implant. How does that
work? It's not an implant.
Oh, it's not an implant?
It's a stud.
That's a stud. Kim finally got the stud she's always wanted.
Always wanted one.
It's a little flower. But when you showed it to me, I thought it was a bug.
He did. He said, ooh, there's a bug on your face. And I was like, don't touch it. I just got the beard.
I was going to smack it up. Why do you flick it away?
Yeah.
But it's not a bug, it's a bit of jewelry. And
it's a bit of jewelry.
You're going to get one that's more shiny or something, you said?
I think so.
Is it because I said it looked like a bug?
It's a pale purple, and so it matches my hair.
Yeah. But is that why you're doing it?
I think you wanted a shinier.
I don't care. It's not for me.
You said it's a little dark.
Yeah, but that's not for me. You get to choose. It's your nose.
I think I am still going to get a shiny. I can always change it out.
Did it hurt?
Right when I did it, it did for just like a few minutes, and that was it. It was like made your eyes water, kind of hurt. Because it's on your nose.
Did they put a whole clamp in there?
Yes, and then the needle went right through.
I'd be afraid to do it because they'd first have to machete through the forest that is my nostril. I have the worst nose hair.
He told me I had no bats in the attic. That's what he told me. I said, I hope I cleaned out good. And he goes, you have no bats in the attic.
He said you have no bats in the attic?
Yes. That was great.
That's piercing speak for boogers?
For boogers?
Burgers?
I guess so.
As Taylor would say when she was little. Daddy, I have a burger, she'd say.
And then you'd pinch your nose and say, sharps.
That's from you. You taught me that. Kim had this thing when we first got married. If somebody was all plugged up or whatever, you'd pinch their nose and go, sharps, and then run away.
That
hurt. It does hurt. Especially in this dry climate. It's dry heat. Anyway, so that's cool. You're all cool now. You got like a hip happening.
I'm all cool.
Stud.
I got purple faux hawk and a nose.
What's
stud.
Next? You get a bar through the septum or whatever?
Oh, gosh, no. I can't do that. It seems too painful.
You want some gauges in your ears?
No.
Get those all big and floppy?
No.
No?
No.
I don't know why people do that. I know why they do it while the gauges are in, because it looks cool.
But when they have to take them out. Some people have to take them out for work.
Yeah, and they take them out, and you look like a freaking alien, because you got giant holes in your ring.
And they
rings.
Just kind of hang there.
They expect them to, they're looking for Captain Picard so they can decide what to do.
I don't think that's what I'll do next. I don't think I need to do anything next. I think I'm done. I got my grandma look going.
You do. It's a good look.
Thanks.
I like it. Do you you want to say anything about your... like, it's summer, so when it's hot in the summer, we'll have shows we like to watch. And Kim's often watching something trashy and terrible.
Wait, you can't say it like that.
I mean, you're watching something great that you love and that I just don't understand.
That's not cool. If it's wintertime, you're trashing on my Hallmark
shows.
Well,
hold on, though. It's okay, because you...
It's summertime. I'm watching Grey's Anatomy right now.
Oh, Grey's Anatomy, right.
Grey's Anatomy.
We got to that Grey's Anatomy episode where a guy says his mom was impregnated by aliens. That's when I checked out again. I'm like, nope. Sorry, Grey.
He's a paranoid schizophrenic. Be nice.
Oh. That's played by an actor I really like. Mm-hmm. I like that guy a lot.
It's a fun show. It's like I say about all my shows. That's a fun show. And I don't need a lot of anything going on. It's just for fun.
Just a nice, mindless...
I usually am, like, on Pinterest while I watch my show.
Yeah, it's a Pinterest partner.
It's a Pinterest partner show.
Yeah, it's a
It is. This might be a Pinterest partner show for some people. You never know.
What, they're reading Pinterest while we're talking?
They're like, I don't know. They're looking up.
Look at this khaki freaking basket made from the horse weave of New Jersey or
You've
whatever.
You've never really been on Pinterest, have you?
I don't know. That was on Pinterest.
That's not cool.
I'm just saying.
You can't say anything bad about it unless you've even tried it. You haven't even really looked at Pinterest. And there's your problem right there.
I have a question for other men that you can write in about this. Does your neck get sweaty? Because my neck gets sweaty all the time now.
You told me yours starts to get sweaty at night. And we tried putting the fan on. And the air conditioner's cranked up. And the only time you aren't is when it's either spring or fall. When we can have all the windows open, and it's cold at night.
I do love that.
It's right before it gets really hits winter, or right after the end of winter, that it just feels so great at night. And that's the only time you're hot.
So when you're a little kid, do you ever remember falling asleep like on an outdoor swing or in the back of a car? And when you woke up, you were just sweaty,
dripping,
and sticky.
Oh yeah, I'm from Mississippi. Are you kidding me?
That's how it feels.
You didn't have to be in a car or in the.
That's how it feels,
though. Oh, my gosh,
that's
just kind of that. Ugh.
That's how I feel. I feel like I'm waking up like a little kid from all the sweaty sleepover.
So when I used to do that, like on a Sunday night, like, you know, you just take your afternoon nap because it's about to be the next week or whatever. And I would do that no matter where I was, and I felt sick. It made me feel sick to be that hot.
How'd you live there?
I didn't know any different. That could have been more to do with it.
You just didn't know?
Yeah.
That was back when if you drank a Coke, your mom would ground you for 2 weeks.
That's not true, because my dad was...
Your dad?
My
oh,
dad,
yeah.
Oh,
he
yeah.
partook. But your mom was hardcore against anything caffeinated, so...
Yeah.
I remember when we got married and we were down there just on a visit, or maybe it was our wedding reception down there. I don't remember. But we were in you know, the Gulf in Mississippi, and... we went out somewhere, I can't remember where, but I bought a Dr. Pepper, or no, a Mountain Dew while we were there.
Because it's so freaking hot.
Yeah, it was so hot, I had to have
really
something.
Cold.
So as we're coming home, we're like a mile from your house, and you're like, you got to find a place to hide that. You got to hide that somewhere.
Because I didn't want my mom to be upset. She's just not a fan of caffeine. She still is not a fan
no,
of
No, I know.
Caffeine.
She freaks out about it. She also tells me...
That's not good for you. She tells you how
She was upset at me for making... You know, we drew and designed all those playing cards. She was a little irritated about that. Because she still thinks those are like... devil cards.
Oh, well.
She grew up in a certain place, certain time.
Yeah, that's true.
And she's not a fan of... I'm not going to say.
Okay, let it go.
I'm going to let that one go.
Thank you, everyone.
I love your mom.
For listening.
I would kiss your mom on the cheek right now.
Scott rant about my mother.
If she was here, she would be great. But she's not listening to this, does she?
No.
If she is, Francis, I think you're great. Doxing her right here on the show.
Nice.
Francis, you're awesome. And you're a very nice lady, and you raised a very nice daughter, a whole bunch of daughters, like 10 of them.
There were 5 girls.
They're like 18 kids total.
And 5 boys.
That's a lot.
That's 10.
That's 10.
Yep, I'm the second of 10.
You are the second of 10.
Yep.
Sounds like a Borg designation. Second of 10. You will be assimilated. All right. Is that all we have for them? So we'll be back for next week's 31, I guess. And
crazy.
Go to the website, frogpants.com/skim, and send us emails. Support us at Frogpants over there at the Patreon page, patreon.com/frogpants. It's also linked on the site. Is that going to fall? That's also linked on the site if you can't find it. And follow me on Twitter, Scott Johnson. You don't really have one.
No, sorry.
Stay tuned for that cool song I mentioned earlier.
And you can find me on Pinterest.
Yeah, go pin something. Or what do you do? It's just a bunch of people. It's like you and wrestlers. Everybody wants to pin everything.
I actually do a lot of the things that I pin, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, you make a lot of the food.
Make a lot of the food.
Cutesy
and
little decorations.
Some of the decorations.
And stuff.
Yeah. It's true.
But the problem I have with Pinterest is it's like Instagram. It's hyper, over sensationalized versions of average things. So, you know, a girl on Instagram is using 18 different lights and a filter and 4 pounds of makeup, and then trying to look like they're just naturally having a lemonade in the yard. But they're not. They're doing all this production to look good on their Instagram. To me, it's the same with Pinterest. It's like, oh, that house is beautiful. But is it, though? Isn't it just
like...
Does it
look like that all the
time? Photoshopped
I've been in some houses, though, that do look like that.
I want to live in one of the houses that those house flipper people you like do. The Texas ones.
Very, very, very decorated.
Yeah. I like that.
You like that or very, very minimalist?
I like minimalist or really smart decorated. But I also don't want something trendy.
We've kind of always been in between. Not trendy, but very traditional.
We're boring.
No, we're not.
I'm boring. You're not.
We're not boring.
I'm pretty boring. I don't need much. I have a lot of nerd stuff, but that's it. You have not that much. I mean, you don't really go crazy. I always say you go crazy, but you don't actually.
And I don't.
Except for,
which is why it makes me mad.
Except for food sometimes. Just kidding.
I go a little crazy with food. On food? Like, the food I make you?
No, I'm saying, once in a while...
I do make things that you kind of question at points where I'll go, what are those beans? Adzuki beans. That is really cool. I mean, I have to, like, something different.
It's always
different.
Stuff I've never heard of, like,
yeah,
Zuki beans.
Adzuki.
Adzuki?
Adzuki.
Oh, you were just showing me in there.
Yeah.
They're like tiny red beans.
That's what I'm making for dinner tonight, by the way. Speaking of which, we need to have a little talk about food here.
Oh.
I made you gyros for lunch.
They were very good.
Some people call them gyros.
Some people do, and they're wrong. It's gyros.
It's gyro.
First date Kim and I ever went on was at a gyro place in a mall.
That's true. It's probably the first time I ever had gyros.
And that mall has been since destroyed and replaced.
It's true. That is true. It's gone. And
it used to be a basement food
truck.
Court.
Everyone could hear.
Oh, is the UPS truck coming?
Yeah.
Here?
I don't know.
Let's see if we got a package, everybody.
I'm not waiting for
in
anything,
real time.
Are you?
No, but if this happens, I'll just pretend I don't have a recorder.
Okay.
I'm just going to be nice to him. Okay, hold on. We'll just hold this right here.
I have no idea if it's for us. Anyway, so I made gyros for lunch, but I'm making these adzuki beans with pork chops. I'm going to fry up some pork chops and put some vinegar on them.
Is it named after somebody with adzuki is their name?
They're like a Japanese bean.
Sounds Japanese.
Apparently, they have less gassiness to them.
Is that why you bought them?
Because
you knew that I would
you.
Benefit directly from your less gas. Is that breaking?
Yeah. You're breaking the chair.
I'm breaking a chair, you guys.
It's
because I'm fat now.
Stop
oh,
it.
Gosh.
You're not.
Remember that thing I was...
Phone.
Do you remember how I was going to try not to do that?
You're going to try not to break your phone?
Not drink more.
That's a good thing.
Is he coming over here?
No, he's not.
Dang it.
You were hoping for that.
Yeah, that would have been good for content. Always,
all right,
always
well,
sacrifice for the content.
We've already
all right.
signed off a couple of times here. But
we'll sign off now, finally. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks,
Any
everybody.
Any final words? Excuse me.
Oh.
Sorry.
My gosh.
Euro.
There's my final words.
All right. We got to go. Bye, everybody. That's a funny joke. The lip reader joke? Come on.
Share the joy and laughs and strife of a cartoonist and his wife. Although you're never feeling bored with FilmSack, TMS, or Core, you should download just one more. It's a skim. Kim. Every blue milk you drink or pour down the kitchen sink, every blue you ever chew, advertised by you know who, it's a Skim. Their home is such a paradise. They share some parenting advice. Their three kids each turned out so nice. Their pops and Nana, two young Van, the new nerd in their dorky clan. They'll spoil him every chance they can. It's a Skim. Scott and Kim. Every speedboat flying fast, towing water skiers aft, when a text is long to read, so you read it with great speed. It's a Skim. Rainer's forgiven. She tried not to do it. The cake was a masterpiece. She tore right through it. When Kim was younger, she looked hot in home videos. Scott wore a mullet with long curly hair that we still don't understand. They both indulge in geek cuisine, like jambalaya or poutine, or Scott's rad dogrito scene. So don't be a nincompoop and accidentally let droop your waxy toothpicks in the soup. It's a Skim. Scott and Kim. Every time you're skipping rocks, every time you flee the cops, hiding out or on the run, 'cause you were embezzling funds, it's a Skim.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.